You're listening to Conversations, episode 10.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Carly, and welcome to Conversations. Each week, we get together and chat lifestyle and wellness tips, real talk girl advice, navigating every season of your life, and so much more. Think of Conversations as your weekly bestie hangout to explore new perspectives, take away new knowledge, and level up your life. So let's get into the conversation.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Carly. Welcome back to Conversations. I hope you guys are having an incredible day. Today, I am so excited to sit down and talk about springtime. Spring is such an exciting time for me. Here's the thing. I don't really love the notion of spring, like the rain and the spring showers and all that, because I'm not a big rain girly. However, I love spring because one, it signals the end of winter, which if you are a Canadian girly and you live in Alberta specifically, you know that the winters can be rough and you know they can be harsh and cold as fuck. And so I love spring because it's a signal that we are finally coming out of the cold, depressing, dark times and we are springing forward with springtime sunshine, things starting to grow again, all of those things. And I love it. Okay. There's been like a little sprinkle of spring in the air and I don't know what it is. It's just like I come alive and I'm like, all right, no more depression hole, no more seasonal depression. The sun is out, the sun is shining, we're having a good time, and spring is here. It's also such a symbolic time for renewal, transformation, readiness for a new stage, all of that. And I wanted to do this episode today so that we can check in on our goals, we can lock down some new habits, we can find new must-haves, set ourselves up for the best spring, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in our Hot Girl Spring reset today. Before we get into the episode, I want to do some life updates, but they're like kind of springy life updates. Okay. So first and foremost, I've started growing my own herbs and veggies inside. I don't know if I mentioned this in the last episode, but I am so excited. Me and Deb bought a root farm like 2 weeks ago now, which is like a hydroponic garden that we can have inside all year long. And if you remember from the first episode this year where I talked about ins and outs for 2024, I said that being more of like a girly who cooks at home or a girl who like has fun little hobbies like gardening or baking bread or doing those types of things, more of those like little homemaker, but it's not rooted in like the patriarchy type little habits and little hobbies. I am one of those girlies and I have been loving baking bread. I've been on a bagel kick. I'm actually back around on my bread kick right now, but making bread, making bagels, doing a lot of like just cooking at home. And I was like, a little garden will be fantastic, especially because obviously I bought my house last year and we have more space now and we have a little garden in our front yard. And I really do plan on ripping out what's already in there and reinforcing a couple of the garden beds and then planting stuff this year. But because we also live in a freezing climate during the winter, none of that stuff grows. So I said, let's do a hydroponic garden. And we got this root farm. The brand is called Root Farm. It's by AeroGarden, which make like the classic hydroponic garden that everybody likes, like the little one with the pods that you can put on your kitchen counter. They make one called Root Farm, and I think they're discontinuing it, but it was on sale at our Canadian Tire. Shout out to Canadian Tire. We love her. And it was like $80. And I said, all right, add it to the cart. So we got it, and I've been growing little seeds, but in a seed starter with like a heat mat and a little growing light. And it's been cool. I have gone through many plants in my house that have ultimately died. So I am manifesting that between the hydroponics and the planting outside and the grow lights and all of those, that these little herbs will be kept alive. I've started a handful of things too that I don't fully remember what they are and where I planted them in which like little seed pot, but I do know that I planted 3 of each for my best chances just in case one of them doesn't sprout and then 2 of them sprout but then I accidentally kill one. There's options available, and I also planted them a little bit early, I guess earlier than you normally would based on like the almanac and the schedule, the planting schedule for our zone. Started them a little bit earlier because just in case they didn't grow, then I could like grow them in their prime time and like not fuck it up. So I've been growing chives for sure are in there, basil, lettuce, and rosemary. And then I think potentially some dill, but I'm not 100% sure. But My little seeds are going strong. Today I checked on them and the like handful of seeds that I thought were not going to make it just started sprouting today. So that gives me a lot of hope. I haven't seen any roots in any of them yet. It's a little bit too early, but that's what we need to be able to put them in the hydroponic root farm. I can't just have like little sprouts. It has to have roots. So I'm kind of almost overgrowing them in the little like peat moss greenhouse heat mat situation so that I can transfer them to the root farm and then eventually outside. But I am so excited. I can't wait for the weather to get warmer so that I can just plant everything outside and have a great time. I'm so excited. In another spring life update, I talked about this in the last episode too, but I bought a new car and I am so obsessed with it and I'm having a great time and it's really enriched my life and my safety on the road and I love it so much. But something that comes with the spring, which is one of my favorites, is sunroof season. Okay. Sunroof season is my favorite season. I am 1,010% the girl who has the sunroof open, but has the heat fully blasting on my feet and in my face because it's a little bit too cold to have the sunroof open, but I'm just obsessed with the sunroof and I have to have it open. So my non-negotiables when I was buying my car and basically any car that I've ever considered or driven in my life was a good sound system and a sunroof. Because I don't know if you know this, if you're like a sunroof girly, I guess if you're not a sunroof girly, you would never know this and you wouldn't care. But if you are a sunroof girly and you've been on the market for a new car, what you may have found is that the trend for cars is the moonroof, and the moonroof goes front to back, so it's like a glass top on your car, but it doesn't open. It doesn't open. And I was like, no, absolutely not. If it doesn't have a sunroof that opens, I do not want to drive it. I love my sunroof to death. So I'm so excited because my car has a sunroof, and I also have the version that has like a really good sound system. There's a subwoofer in the trunk. I'm so excited. There is literally nothing better in the spring, in the summer, basically anytime than playing the music that you love with the sunroof open, with the fresh air streaming into your car, but not the windows open, because if the windows are open, it's whipping your hair around. The sunroof is like the perfect compromise of having the sun, having the fresh air, but not getting absolutely like beaten by the wind flowing into your car and your hair going into your eyes, and then you can't see the road. It's just unsafe. And this is why sunroof is the ultimate thing. And so those are my spring life updates, or just my spring thoughts as we arrive into spring. I've been planting seeds. I'm very excited. I hope they all live. And sunroof season, I haven't done it yet, but we're trending this week into warmer weather. And by warmer, I mean not in the negatives. And by not in the negatives, I mean like literally 1 or 2 degrees outside. And I think that warrants sunroof season. So I'm very excited. Moving into spring favorites, I am so excited to talk to you guys about a couple of these things. I have this kind of broken down into like items and things, or like tangible things, and then routines and intangible things. When I was writing this, I was like, damn, I will never leave my business law side behind ever. Why am I using the word intangible in podcast notes? Like, why am I like this? As I also said that, my brain immediately went corporeal, non-corporeal, which is just so annoying and so nerdy and so ridiculous. But my brain is like wired to think that way, which is funny if you know, but if you don't know, that's fine because it's not actually that funny. Anyways, like I was saying, I have these favorites broke down into like actual things, like consumer-based things, and then things that I've been doing in routines that are not actual things. So let's first get into kind of the consumer-based things that I've really been loving. First and foremost, my Hoka recovery slides. We have 3 pairs of them in the house and I love them. I got my mom a pair for Christmas and she wanted to get the entire family a pair of them for Christmas as well, but they are sold out. They are sometimes so hard to get because people are obsessed with them. And I don't know if it's just word of mouth and people are like, I love these, and then they're sold out everywhere, because I have never seen a TikTok or a reel or anything about the Hoka recovery slide, but they're always sold out. And listen, I can see why. They are fantastic. I'm a person who has plantar fasciitis. I broke my foot last year and it took like months and months and months to heal. I've broken my ankle 1,001,000 times. I tore the tendon off of it. All of that to say, I have weak ankles and I have a lot of foot trauma. And the recovery slides are fantastic because they support my arches, my feet, my placement. I also have the Hoka Bondi 8s and also the 7s, which are the sneakers. They're like the thicker, I guess, probably Hoka's thickest sneaker. And I love them. I also have 3 pairs of them. And I wear them if I'm doing literally anything that involves me walking for an extended period of time. They are so supportive and so comfortable specifically for my feet and the conditions that I have with my feet. But I'm obsessed with them. Deb wears them inside the house. My mom wears them. And I recently got a pair where they're not essentially like the slides, like a sandal, but they're enclosed. Me and my friend group are joking that they're like, because they kind of look like the Yeezy slide, but they're Hoka, so they're really supportive. But I love them. They're my go-to house shoe. I wear them inside. I don't wear them outside, but I wear them inside every single day. I'm obsessed with them. And if you are looking for a really good slide, definitely check out the Hoka recovery slides. They're called the Aura slides. Next up is my Reishi Mushroom Adaptogens from Rainbow, R-A-N-B-O. If you listened to the last episode about stress and everything that I'm doing to stress less this year, you know exactly why I am obsessed with these. But if you haven't listened to it and you're a person who is stressed out, please go listen to that episode. I shared so much about routines, things that I've been doing, things that have been helping me, and also lots of research, like actual scientific research, published articles about how to actually reduce your stress levels. So if you're a stressed girl, go listen to it. But I'm obsessed with the Reishi Mushroom Adaptogens from Rainbow. I take the tincture. So it's just like a drops underneath the tongue. I take 3 milliliters in the morning, 3 milliliters in the afternoon, and 3 milliliters in the evening, just under my tongue. I will say that I probably will get the alcohol-free version the next time I buy them, because they're fine if you put them in like a warm drink, because sometimes I'll put them in my teas. But if you take them under the tongue, they do burn a little bit because they have alcohol in it. So if you are looking exclusively to take it under your tongue, maybe the alcohol-free version is for you. But I take this to reduce my stress, and I've seen an absolute improvement in just like the 2-3 weeks that I've been taking it based on my Aura ring, which I totally dive into in the episode. But I've just been getting more recovery and more restorative time by taking these and changing like not a lot of other things in my routine. And I swear by them. I'm obsessed. And I am going to do a little quiz on the Rainbow website to see what else that they possibly could recommend, because they have stuff for focus, longevity, so many things. I think there's one that helps with like neurofunction or stimulates your neurons in a different way. I don't know. There's so many cool ones. So if you're curious on the adaptogens on the mushroom train, check out Rainbow. A book that I've been loving this month is called The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan. I have been ripping through this book. And at first, it did take me a little bit to get into it. And it's not because it's a bad book. It's because I was kind of not in my like reading business, self-help, self-improvement era. I was like obsessed with fiction on my Kindle, which I still am. But now that I've been reading it during my morning routine, where I have my feet in my little massager, and I'm not limiting myself or restricting myself to just 10 pages, I'm reading 15 minutes of this book every day, and I'm suddenly cooking through it. And I love it. I actually heard of this book from Kenzie at House Guest Podcast, formerly I Love You So Much. And she swears by it. She's an overachiever. She's a high achiever. And that's what this book is all about, is how to measure your own success and happiness against yourself and how far you've come, so that you actually can appreciate the gains in your life, the happiness in your life, all of those things, and you're not constantly in the gap or feeling bad because you're a high achiever, because you want to do so many things and you're only seeing the places that you lack instead of the places that you gain. And it's been really insightful. I've learned a lot. For the first time ever in my life, I've wanted to highlight a book. I am like the person who is like, there's no way in hell I'm taking a pen to this book, even though I own them and nobody else is really going to see them except for me. I'm just like, it ruins the vibes of the book. It ruins the sanctity of the book. I can't do it. But this is the first time I've ever really wanted to take a highlighter to a book. So if that doesn't say how good this book has been, I really don't know what will. Another springtime favorite, maybe it's just because it's in the season, is my new car. Obviously, I bought a new Mazda CX-5. It is the Suna and it's a turbo. It's crazy. Like, I'm so obsessed with it. I love it. My girlfriend bought her car last year in the same model and I loved it so much. And my other car, Bruce, who had been going strong for so long, is kind of having problems. So I said, all right, let me get a new car. And I am obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. Like I said earlier, it's great to be safe on the road for me and for everyone else. A couple other favorites skincare wise have been the Naturium lip balm. I got it at a PR event and it is fantastic. I love it. And also their niacinamide, which I got in a PR package recently because they just started selling Naturium at Shoppers Drug Mart in Canada. Previously, I think you could only get it on the Naturium US website, but now you can shop it in Shoppers Drug Mart. And I actually saw it the other day and I was like, this is so exciting because they also have like a cleansing balm that I'm really excited to use. But before I use it, I'm currently using another favorite, which is the Skin 1004 cleansing liquid. It's like a Korean skincare line and I'm using it to take my makeup off as my first cleanse of my double cleanse. And I love it. It's got a great smell. It takes off my mascara. It takes off like literally all of my makeup, but it's not a balm, which I do really kind of like versus balm because the liquid, I don't know, it feels like it does its job immediately versus having to warm up the balm. But I've been obsessed with those. Moving into routines and things that I've been loving that aren't physical consumer-based types of objects. First one has been stretching my body in the morning. You guys know I was a dancer, I was a cheerleader. Stretching has been like a big part of my life for basically my whole entire life. And I always think about how they say that you need to transition out of sports and about how you're supposed to go from like doing your sport. So in my case, like dancing and doing all these things at such a high level, like 6 days a week, to gradually decreasing it so that your body has time to like downgrade in a way. But so many people don't do that. And now as a result, like if I don't stretch my body, I can feel it. I can feel my like old injuries. I can feel how stiff I am, how inflexible I am. I'm trying to like do things like shave my legs in the shower and my hamstring is flaring up because I haven't stretched, because I haven't prioritized it. And now this injury is coming back to haunt me. And if you guys listened to the first episode too, you guys know that one of my big goals this year is to be really focused on my agility and my flexibility. So stretching every morning has been really, really nice. And I've been loving it. It's literally only 10 minutes of a yoga flow in the morning. And if you can integrate it into your morning, you won't regret it. Speaking of mornings, I've been doing two things differently these last couple weeks. The first one is waking up at 5 a.m. instead of 5:30 a.m. so that I can get to my morning routine earlier, which has been so nice. I've been doing like low light in the house, everywhere in the gym, when I've been doing my meditation, et cetera, et cetera. And I've also been starting work at 8 a.m. instead of 9 a.m. And I dove deep into this in the stress episode, but essentially I've been shuffling around my schedule so that I can prioritize more self-care in the middle of the day to have kind of like a soft reset to be more productive and finish my workday strong. And I've been doing that by working an hour earlier and then taking an extra hour during lunch instead. And it's been so nice. I really do feel like I'm getting a lot more stuff done working at 8 a.m. because nobody is texting me, nobody is bothering me, my phone is still on do not disturb, and I'm able to do things like check my email, reply to comments, and do things that aren't necessarily big things on my to-do list for the day, but are things that still need to get done. But it's not eating into like the 9 a.m. time period where people do want things from me, where I have to reply to emails or be on calls or record any type of content or do any of those types of things. 8 a.m. is kind of like the buffer time and it's been fantastic. Speaking of changing around my schedule, something that I've been loving is the sauna, red light, obviously, lymphatic drainage and hydrotherapy. I have a wellness space that I go to in the city. If you're from Edmonton, it's called Bronze Backs. If you live in Airdrie or Calgary, they also have locations there too. And it's like a whole wellness space. They also do bed tanning. I don't tan personally, but they have saunas, they have a red light therapy machine, they have a lymphatic, it's called the Balancer Pro, and also hydrotherapy, which is like a hydration pod. I'm obsessed. I'm going basically every single day, 5 to 6 times a week. I love it. Last but not least for routines and things and favorites of the month is making bread instead of bagels. I mentioned this earlier. I've really been back on the making bread instead of the bagel kick. And I think it's just after coming home from New York and having bagels, I was like, all right, I'm ending my bagel era, my bagel time, with some New York bagels. And that's fantastic. Not to say that my bagels aren't good and that I had a New York bagel and I was like, I'll never live up to the New York bagel. But I was just like, okay, I've been doing bagels for a hot minute. Let's do some bread. And so I whipped out the bread maker again this week, did some bread, and it's great. But now I'm really considering a Dutch oven and trying a sourdough starter. I've tried like three different times for a sourdough starter and it just hasn't fully come to fruition. But I also think it's because it's a little bit too cold right now and you really have to have the right temperature to ferment and like continue it. So maybe once the weather starts to heat up, because we are in spring, I'll start my sourdough starter again. But I am also really considering getting a Dutch oven so that instead of doing it in the bread maker in like a traditional loaf pattern, I can do it in like a round sourdough loaf type of shape, you know? So maybe I'll come on here and tell you all about my bread adventures in a future episode. So now that we've covered favorites and life updates, let's dive into our Hot Girl Spring Reset, where we're talking a lot about routines, habits, decluttering, getting into the best mindset, adding things into our routine, so much. And I wanted to start with decluttering. Okay, so spring cleaning is so real. Personally, us in this household, we're a bit behind on our spring cleaning, but I can't wait to start. Like I said earlier, spring is like the time for renewal and rebirth and refreshment. And I am so excited to start spring cleaning, but I wanted to share with you guys some things that I plan on doing that I've done in the past, decluttering wise, for a good spring clean. Obviously, the first one is switching over your winter clothes to your spring summer clothes. This is a big task for me because I have a lot of clothes. I really need to do a closet clear out, and this is the perfect time to do that. What I really like to do, which is very time consuming but very worth it, is try on everything from my winter wardrobe, ask myself, did I even wear it this year? Do I like the way it fits? Do I like the way it feels? Is this something that is a part of my current fashion journey in my life right now? And if it's not, I'll put it in a bag and then I'll decide if I want to donate it, store it for next year, keep it, whatever it is. Then I will bring up all of my spring clothes and then I'll do the same thing with the spring clothes. Now, theoretically, I've already done this last spring, but you know, you never know. Your body changes, your tastes change, what you maybe held on to because it was sentimental last time, you're ready to let go of this time. So I do a clothing switch out from the winter to the spring clothes. And also while I'm doing this, I do a closet declutter, a closet clean out, and figure out what I'm going to keep, what I'm going to donate, what I'm going to sell, give to other people, etc. Something that I really love about the springtime too is that we are in like the quarterly cleaning time. Quarterly cleaning is like bigger things for me that obviously only happen every quarter or every 3 months, which kind of fall into the spring, summer, fall, winter categories. So quarterly cleaning things that I will be doing this spring are taking apart our couch and vacuuming under our couch. This is, I've been joking that this is Deb's least favorite task because she doesn't want to take the couch apart, but I want to take the couch apart. So we'll probably end up taking the couch apart, but we really do need to do that because our cat loves hair ties, pipe cleaners, everything. And he puts all of them underneath the couch and they all just like go there to die. So every 3 months we take apart the couch, we vacuum underneath it, we get everything out from underneath the couch. And this is also the time where we pull up our rug. Now we have a ruggable so we can wash it. And when the couch is apart and not on top of the rug, I'll take the rug off, put it in the washing machine. We have like a heavy duty washer dryer, put our rug in there. And then this is also the time where we will watch our couch covers. I know that some people do it every single month. That could literally never be me. Quarterly is enough, especially because lots of the time they don't fully get dry in the dryer. And now we have to hang them, be that outside or over our railings or literally anywhere else. And it's so annoying to not be able to sit on your couch or put your rug back down because everything is drying. And I just don't want to subject myself to that every single month. So we do it quarterly. I'm very excited because we're going to throw some scent beads in there, do some spring like fabric refreshing, make it smell good in here. I'm very excited. I'm thinking tangerine, oranges, lemon, citrusy vibes. I think that's very spring. Something else that we do every quarter is baking soda and vacuum the mattress. sprinkle some baking soda on there, let them sit. We do this for our main bedroom mattress and also our two guest bed mattresses. Vacuum it up so it's like a refresh. And then every quarter, we also completely empty and wipe down the fridge. We don't really have a lot going on in the fridge on a regular basis because I sort a lot of things into bins, and we're pretty good on emptying out our fridge every single week, if not every 2 weeks. So that's not a huge, huge task, but taking the time to wipe it down, figure it out is also something that we do in our quarterly cleaning. With spring here as well, there are some spring specific cleaning tasks that we will be doing. The first one is cleaning out our AC unit of any debris in there, things like leaves or twigs or literally anything that could have gotten into the little vent of our AC unit during the fall and the winter. Also removing any dead plants, trimming anything before it blooms. We have some shrubs in our front yard that are shrubs that we need to prune before they bloom, because if you prune them while they're blooming, they die. So we need to do a little bit of pruning, decide maybe even if we can pull some of them out. I have to take a look at the garden beds and pull some stuff out because we bought this house in May, but I didn't move in until July. So I kind of missed the time for doing gardening and doing planting. So we got to be really on top of pulling everything out, prepping the garden beds, making sure everything is good to go for planting stuff this year. And then the last spring specific cleaning thing that we have to do is rinse out the rocks and the dirt from the winter season in our garage. Obviously, when it snows and they salt the roads and they gravel the roads, that gets in your tires and now it's in your garage. But we just have to clean it out, give it a little rinse. I think I'm going to borrow my mom's pressure washer and then it'll be good as new. So something else on our Hot Girl Spring reset checklist is a vibe reset and refresh. And I do this in a couple ways through spring decor, spring fashion, bringing spring elements into just my everyday. And something that I love to do for a spring vibe reset or a spring refresh is bring in fresh flowers. Now, I have been loving fresh flowers this year. It's actually something that I put on my vision board to get myself flowers every single week, and I've been really on top of it and very committed to it. But we actually found ourselves with like a bajillion flowers because I somehow went from killing them basically every single week to keeping them alive weeks over weeks over weeks, but I was still getting myself new flowers or coming into new flowers through events or speaking gigs or having people send them to me. So we had lots of flowers going at one point and I loved it, but it was kind of chaotic because now I had so many things to take care of that also didn't actually go together. So something that I'm really looking forward to this spring is moving maybe less from flowers every single week to flowers every 2 weeks, but making more purposeful spring floral arrangements. And in my head, my favorite spring colors, spring elements are pink, obviously, reds, oranges, yellows. I think those are really the colors of spring. I think they're the most fun and happy and vibrant colors to pull us out of our winter hibernation. So that's my goal. And that's like a really great way to do a spring refresh and reset in your house. Just get some fresh flowers. They don't have to be expensive. You can get them at the grocery store. They're maybe like $11. It's worth it for a little bit of pop of color and a little hit of serotonin to your brain when you look at them. Another little refresh hit of serotonin is yummy candles. I know we talked about this with the couch situation, but the scents of tangerine, citrus, lemon, like a verbena, any of those things are scents of the spring for me. I just think that citrus is such a spring smell. And I mean, I think citrus season is actually in the summer, but it just gives very spring to me. So having lots of yummy candles around the house is definitely a way to get into a spring vibe. I really like Sand and Fog, which is a brand sold at HomeSense Winners, which I think in the US is HomeGoods and Marshalls. I do dabble sometimes in a Bath & Body Works candle. I think they have some of the best springtime scents and the best powerful scents for your home. I also have been doing essential oils, but I have to be very careful with that because we have a cat. So we really only do them in the gym, which my cat is not in. There's also a lot of local markets that I've picked up candles from along the way that I've really been loving that are soy or coconut wax, so they're a little bit safer to burn. But all in all, I do think that citrus scents are the scents of the spring. Something else that you can do to bring spring into your home is add pops of color. Last year I was having a pink and orange year. This year I'm having pink and red, and you can do this in so many ways. You can add pops of color into your house, in your everyday life, in so many ways. I like to do it through fresh flowers, obviously. I like to do it through the mugs that I'm using. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I have a secret white woman mug collection that's not really a secret. And by white woman mug, I mean I have a Ray Dunn mug for every single season of my life. And I'm not ashamed about it. I love my little white woman mug collection. And I have so many that fit the season. I have a new blue one that says good egg for like Easter, spring vibe ones. There's so many cute ones. There's also so many mugs that aren't Ray Dunn that I have that are also really cute and for the season. And it's just a fun way to break out of that classic like clear or white ceramic and bring in a little pop of color into your home. Another way that I really like to do this is switching out my bedding. We have springtime bedding right now. It's so nice. It's so light. It's so airy. And when the sun is in the bedroom, it just feels so springy and refreshing and like a rebirth time than it did with our winter fall bedding, which is obviously heavier and cozier. You can also do this through throw pillows, blankets. I do have blankets and throw pillows that I do cycle through the seasons, depending on the room, whether it be in the living room or the sunroom, our bedroom, wherever. I have to bust out a couple of our other spring ones in yellow. I think I'm going to do them in the sunroom this year, but those are really easy ways to bring the spring vibes into your home and give it a little refresh, give it a little reset. Another spring refresh vibe reset that we can be doing this season is with our fashion. And so I wanted to share with you guys a couple spring fashion trends that I've really been loving so far that we've seen from the runways, which people are predicting that we're going to be seeing in spring fashion right now. First is white. I am so excited. I went to a psychic once who said that white was a power color, and I've literally always been gravitating towards white, and I've been excited ever since that. And I really do feel like while white isn't necessarily a traditional spring color in a lot of people's minds, like pastels and florals are, I feel like it's such a refreshing rebirth type of color, even though I guess you can also associate it with snow. I just feel like wearing white means that you're not like fearful of the snow slush or getting anything on your outfit because there's nothing there. You know, the ground is dry or it's dewy and beautiful, and you can wear your like gleaming whites and be confident in it. So I'm really excited for white in spring fashion. Something else we've been seeing is high-rise trousers or suit core, which if you know me, this is my favorite trend. I am a diehard suit lover. I love a little suit, and this is such a win for me. I have a couple spring summer suits that I'm really excited to bring back. I have one in like a peachy pastel pink, one in like a Barbie pink, and it's like a short set. I also have a go-to suit that I love from the Revolve X Remy line in this like brown color, which I've worn to so many things. I'm so excited. Suit core is definitely for me. I'm hoping though that we see a lot more trousers or suits in fun colors or like fun patterns. So it's not just like sad recession core suits. It's like fun springtime suits. Speaking of fun springtime, another trend is roses and rosettes. I am so excited for this too, because obviously anytime the spring happens, I think of The Devil Wears Prada, where it's like florals for spring. How groundbreaking. I always think about that. But roses and rosettes this year are very interesting because they're being done in like a really big way, whether it be big rose patterns, or it's a little rosette on the neck, or it's rosettes completely on a garment. I am so excited. It looks so cute. It's so cool. I think that I might participate in this trend in some type of like little top or maybe like a little rosette choker type of way. I'm not sure yet, but I'm really excited to see the roses, rosettes hit the mainstream fashion market. Another trend that I've really been loving for spring is craft. Now, craft is what Vogue is calling it, but for me, it's giving crochet, knitwear, there but barely vacation textured element type of vibes. Like literally think crochet dress, but it's got like little fringe attachments, or it's a two-piece and it's got like a crocheted pattern in it, or it's a complete fringe dress, but the fringe is made out of like organic cotton. Like that is the vibe of craft. And I am so excited because when people do resort wear and they do it well, it is so beautiful. It is so pleasing to look at because it's textured, it has the right elements, but it still looks like a regular piece of clothing. It's not too like avant-garde. I am obsessed. I'm so excited for craft to come in. I love the crochet elements. I love the textured elements. I'm very excited to see how mainstream fashion kind of interprets that. Last in spring fashion trends to bring into your wardrobe for a reset and a refresh is athletic prep. I am so here for athletic prep. Okay, I was a Tommy Hilfiger girly growing up. I love a cute Tommy Hilfiger golfing, tennis, country club, pickleball type girly outfit. Okay, I love that vibe. I'm obsessed. In the first episode too, where I talked about ins and outs, I talked about how the girls are taking over the boy spaces and you have to do that in a cute little outfit. And I'm really excited for prep to fully make a realization into spring and summer. Prada said that the polo is back, and I'm sure that we'll be seeing it in a lot of different ways. And I'm really actually excited to see it in a way that isn't like boring boarding school and in a way that's like cute fashion. So we've got our favorites, our refresh, our decluttering and cleaning schedule. So the next step on our spring reset, our ultimate Hot Girl Spring checklist, is mental decluttering. This is such a good time to check in with yourself, check in with your feelings, your emotions, your goals. I really like to do this every single month in my monthly reflection, which I've talked about in the podcast before, but I do think that quarters are also a really, really good time to take a look and take inventory on your life for the past 3 months. For me, mental decluttering really looks like journaling out everything that I've learned, I've been taught, struggled with, etc. so far for this year. It's kind of like a morning pages brain dump type of situation where I just reflect and I write it down. Now, sometimes I do it in Notion. I have like a daily debrief. I also have like a monthly reset tab because sometimes if it's a lot to write, it's easier for me to type out. But I do really like to also physically journal it because then I can have it, I can reflect on it, I can compare, I can contrast. And I do find that when you're writing things down, it's easier for you to be a lot more focused versus if you're typing, you can be more distracted with what's going on in your computer. But I love mental decluttering for the spring and just for every quarter. And here are some questions that I do ask myself as thought starters for this journaling exercise that I do. The first one is, what are the 5 best things that happened to me this year so far? So literally just for the start of the year until then, I write down 5 things that have been incredible. I also write down, what was my biggest struggle this year so far? What is a challenge I overcame this year so far? And what are 3 things I'm looking forward to in the months ahead? Obviously, doing this in the first quarter, you're kind of laying the groundwork, but it's really cool to look back every single quarter and see, like, what were you looking forward to? What were the 5 best things that happened? What did you struggle with? And what did you overcome? And like how that's reflected in your life further down the line in the year. And I just think it's so cool. So mental decluttering, getting out your feelings, getting in touch with the person that you are and who you want to be is such an essential part of a Hot Girl Spring reset. Speaking of who you want to be and who you want to be in the future, this is a perfect time to check in on your goals. We all know that we make goals at the beginning of the year. We have goals, we have ambitions, we have plans, and lots of us fall off. And when I say us, I also mean me. There's so many things that I get very excited about at the beginning of the year, but maybe I don't stick to or consistently check in on, and it slips through the cracks. And so something that I really like to do every quarter is goal reflection. So I revisit my vision board for the year. I revisit my Dream 10 life that I do every year, where I answer 10 questions about the year ahead as my future self, but in the present moment. I check in on the goals that I've set for myself and also where I started and how far I've kind of come. This is a really good time to reconnect with your why and also a really good time to give yourself some grace, because right at the beginning of the year, when we're really emotionally charged and wanting to change our life and wanting to change these habits that we may have identified are good or bad or things that we want to change, we have a lot of motivation. But as the year goes on, and if we're not constantly checking in or holding ourselves accountable, we can lose that motivation and stop doing those things. And I do really think that this time is a time to give yourself grace and maybe take a moment and be like, you know what? This is a goal that at the time I thought was important to me and something that I really wanted to tackle this year, but maybe it's not for me this year and it's a little bit too big and I have other things that I want to prioritize in my life. And so this is the best time to do that. Revisit your goals, check in on your goals, make yourself an action plan and recommit to your goals, your visions, and everything that you want to see in your future. Now, me personally, I've talked about how much I love a vision board, and this is definitely your sign to refresh yours. I know a lot of people do their vision board and they do it on their phone background, their computer background, et cetera, and they have it that way the whole entire year, but I am such a proponent for switching it up every single month, if not every single quarter, in a different way. Sometimes there's stuff during the quarter or the month from your year vision board that you're really focusing on, and you can just take those elements and everything that that goal or that vision entails and make that into your own vision board for the month. You're still manifesting something that is on your vision board, but it's so much more focused for that month, which is when you're putting in the most effort and energy into it anyways. So like I said, this is your sign to refresh your vision board for the quarter, get recommitted to your goals, and figure out what you want to do for these next 3 months moving forward. To wrap up your Hot Girl Spring reset, I wanted to talk about some things that I want to add into my routine now that it's springtime, now that we can go outside, now that we're checking in with our goals, now that we are moving towards our best version and our higher self every single day. The first thing that I want to include into my routine going into the spring is the 3-2-1 method. Now, I talked about this in the last episode too, but essentially the 3-2-1 method is 3 strength training days a week, 2 strength training but not lifting weight days a week. So that looks like Pilates, bar, yoga, whatever it is that's not lifting weights, and then 1 cardio day. For me personally, I love LISS cardio, and that looks like a 90-minute walk for me. There's some people who really like HIIT, spin, any of those things. I'm not that girl. I'd rather go on a big walk, listen to a podcast, than do 30 minutes of HIIT or go to an hour spin class. But the 3-2-1 method is something that I'm looking to add into my routine now that it's springtime. And if you're looking for a way to refresh your workout routine or your movement routine, the 3-2-1 might be for you. Something else that I want to add into my routine now that it's spring is incorporating more outdoor time as it gets warmer. And listen, this is your reminder that as the weather gets warmer, you can go outside to do a workout. You don't have to be in the gym. You don't have to be in your house. You can be outside, grab a workout buddy. This is a really good time to not only get some exercise in, but connect with friends, connect with your partners. I definitely want to start incorporating going on more walks after dinner with Deb, where we can like chat about our day and we can catch up. And it's something that we can do together without like sitting and watching a show and like not talking to each other, because that's, I know, something where I personally lack in our relationship because I love a little show, but I do also value our relationship and I want to spend time that is meaningful with my girlfriend. So this is, like I said, your reminder that you can be outside more. So I really want to incorporate more outdoor time as it gets warmer. Me personally, I want to do a 15-minute morning walk. I can't really do that right now because it is kind of chilly in the morning. I'm talking like minus 10 up until maybe like 10 or 11 a.m. But as the weather grows warmer, I do want to do just like a 15-minute morning walk in the sun with the fresh air. I don't even think with like a podcast or my headphones in, just like outside in general. I also want to do a 20, 30-minute hot girl walk after work. I really want to prioritize this in my life. One, because the sun and the warmth is a gift, especially if you're a Canadian girly or you live in a cold climate. So soaking up as much of the sun as you can is very important. But I also really want to start prioritizing detachment from work. So once I'm off at like 3:30-ish, take a 30-minute walk, maybe listen to a podcast. Doesn't have to be business related, can be fun, maybe listen to some music, but just be outside and detach myself from my physical workspace so that when I come home, I can be like, okay, I'm done work, I can relax, I got a little workout in, which was nice, and now I can carry on with the rest of my night routine or like my post-work routine that just enriches my life and isn't focused on my job. Being outside too can look like bike rides, it can look like outdoor workout classes, like I said, grabbing a friend, going on a walk, deepening your friendship by catching up and consistently hanging out with friends. It can be a little workout in the park. It can be so many things. Running, I know, is taking the world by storm. Running is personally not for me, but this is the season to start running. I know my girlfriend wants to start running and I'm just not it, but there are so many fun things that you can do outside, stairs, hiking, so many things. So getting outside is such a good thing to add into your routine this spring. All of that to say, it brings us to the end of today's episode, the end of your ultimate hot girl spring reset checklist. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys found a lot of inspiration about things to add into your spring reset routine, ways to reflect and check in on your goals, a good checklist to declutter your house, ways to declutter your mind, and everything in between. I love you guys so much. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Conversations. If you loved this episode, please don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening and leave a rating and review, as it really helps to grow and support the show. If you want to follow me from behind the scenes, updates, and more, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Your Girl Carly. New episodes drop every Wednesday, and they're also available on YouTube if watching podcasts is more your thing. Thank you again for listening, and I will see you next Wednesday.